When the world's big charities get together and agree to launch a joint appeal to help people suffering as the result of a particular crisis, the big broadcasters are usually happy to help. The appeal is broadcast, a lot of money is raised, usually. Well, the Disasters Emergency Committee, which represents 13 charities, has decided that just such an appeal is needed to help the people of Gaza. But this time, the BBC has said no, and many people are baffled and outraged. Thousands have written to the BBC to protest. There's been a demonstration outside Broadcasting House. MPs are going to sign a motion in the House of Commons. Leading political and religious figures, including the Archbishop of Canterbury, have joined in. So, why has the BBC got itself into yet another potentially damaging row? Well, it had two objections to the appeal. One was that it thought the aid might not get through. That seems to have been dropped. But it's sticking to the other one, that broadcasting the appeal might give the impression that the BBC is taking sides in the conflict. The Director General of the BBC is Mark Thompson, and he's with me. Any chance that you might change your mind at this stage?
No, John. We're going to, throughout the day, of course, on this programme and across our news programmes, we're going to be featuring the DEC appeal. We're going to be also, as we have been, featuring the human side of what's going on in Gaza. But what we're not going to do is to, as it were, show the freestanding DEC appeal on our airwaves. And the reason we're not going to do that is because, well, as Chris Gunness from the UN was saying earlier on this programme, this is a political crisis with grave humanitarian consequences. Many aspects of the human side of this are themselves contentious and are being debated. Should there be a war crimes process? Will international institutions in Gaza be, as Hamas were claiming yesterday, under Hamas supervision? And so on. Why did it happen? What's going to happen? And we believe that this story is best told in the context of journalistic programs where assertions can be challenged, where claims can be tested, and where everything can be put into a balanced context. And we worry that if someone's seen such a programme, let's say a TV news programme, with these very emotive pictures, but absolutely with these claims being made, and then saw the same or similar pictures afterwards in an appeal asking for money, there is a danger that people might think that we were endorsing one or other perspective on the conflict.
What is not in dispute is the suffering in Gaza, is it?
As I think listeners will know, we've been very extensively and I think very, very effectively covering that side of the story.
Yes, but the reason I make that point is you're suggesting the whole thing is contentious. It isn't. What is not contentious is that there is suffering.
There's great suffering going on, of course.
And therefore, many people believe the BBC should help to alleviate that suffering.
Well, to be clear, it is likely because of our coverage, not just of the conflict, but also our coverage of the DEC appeal. If you go to our website, I'm sure you'll find a link to the DEC and so forth. Many people, you know, will have heard of the appeal now. Many people, because of BBC coverage, will be aware of the suffering that's going on. And if they choose to make a contribution to the appeal, of course they'll be able to, and I think they'll find it very easy to do so.
Slightly hypocritical view, isn't it, that we're perfectly happy for people to support this appeal, we just don't want to be a part of it, we want to keep our own hands clean.
Well, it's because for the BBC, impartiality, I believe, is something the British public passionately want from the BBC, and it is the BBC's job, it's my job, to defend that impartiality.
We've covered other stories in the same way that you just described, the way we have covered Gaza. One thinks of Darfur, for instance, and yet we have also broadcast an appeal. What makes this different?
I mean, the assessment we made around impartiality is, and we do it each time, and where we can, we do a broadcast DEC appeals. We have a long track record of supporting DEC appeals as part of a broader commitment to humanitarian causes at the BBC. What we do in looking at each case is judge it on the nature of the story and the nature of the debate that's taking place about the story. And in the case of Darfur, we believe that we could broadcast an appeal without running the risk of compromising the BBC's impartiality. We were much more worried in this case. And indeed, when the DEC first approached us, they recognised that the nature of what was going on in Gaza might well be a problem for the BBC.
But they asked us to do it nonetheless.
This state of affairs, you know, would conflict with BBC editorial needs to be impartial. That's one of the points that the DEC recognised. And it's not the first time that we've declined the DEC appeal because of this anxiety about impartiality.
But do you really believe that our viewers and listeners cannot distinguish, are incapable of distinguishing between a charity appeal and a political message.
I think the point is that to broadcast an appeal is at some level to endorse the appeal, and it's more.
No, I'm asking you to whether you accept, first of all, because it's seen by many as an immensely patronising, apart from anything else, an immensely patronising decision ruling by you, because it is you in the end, isn't it? It's you that makes this ruling.
It's my decision as editor-in-chief of the BBC, definitely.
Absolutely. So do you personally believe that the people listening to this programme, the people watching our programmes, are incapable of distinguishing between something that is clearly an appeal to alleviate suffering and a political message in which the BBC is involved?
No, if I may say so, I think that's the wrong. I don't believe that. I think that's the wrong point. The point, I think.
Sorry, don't you believe?
Well, I believe that people can distinguish. However, I think that the BBC broadcasting such an appeal potentially sends out a signal about the BBC's intentions
to the public. If not, but you just said that they're perfectly capable of making this distinction. Are or they're not.
I believe that many members of the public certainly could understand the distinction. Yeah. However, the fact that the BBC had decided to broadcast such an appeal might nonetheless make them believe that the BBC was sympathetic to or was taking some differential view.
Well, you can't have it both ways, can you? Either they can make this distinction, and you say they can, or they cannot.
No, but it is what is the message that the BBC sends out by taking the decision to broadcast?
The message the BBC sends out is, we know, and we have been reporting on our programmes dispassionately, that there is suffering in Gaza.
Well, can I go to another recent example, which was our decision not to broadcast videos from Make Poverty History. Now, we covered Make Poverty History very extensively, but we refused to broadcast the Make Poverty History videos, because in the end they were not journalistic. They, you know, when we covered Make Poverty History, we did it in a way which meant that the claims and the views that were expressed about poverty could be tested.
So your concern is not so much with this appeal as the content of what might constitute the appeal.
No, it is that to broadcast an appeal is to endorse an appeal, and the problem with this particular appeal is it's in the middle of a story where the humanitarian dimension of the story and what is happening in Gaza is not only an intrinsic part of the story, it's also a very contentious part
of the
story.
So do you think this appeal is politically motivated?
I think that the appeal is inevitably one perspective on what is going on in one of the most complicated international stories.
Is it politically motivated?
It's not for me to say, to be honest.
Yes, it is. If you're justifying not carrying it partly on the basis that you've just given me, then it is.
What I'm saying is, it's not a piece of journalism. It's not the appeal itself is not under any injunction to be impartial. It's not any injunction to show every aspect of the story.
Quite so.
It's not.
You're justifying our carrying it, aren't you?
So I'm saying, because it is not designed to be impartial, it's not designed to meet the BBC's editorial standards for news and current affairs programmes. Well, because of that.
So how do we justify not carrying it?
Because for us to broadcast such a thing in the end, it would be in my view, out of keeping with the absolutely strict responsibility we have to remain impartial.
But it's not a news broadcaster. Obviously, everybody expects this programme, the 10 o'clock news or whatever, Newsnight, whatever it is, to be strictly impartial. Of course.
But impartiality at the BBC is not just restricted to news and current affairs programmes. It's for the entire institution and for all of its services. I mean, it's very important to say that impartiality is not just something we have to do on the Today programme. It's something we have to do. And what the BBC does corporately, you know, what it decides to do as a broadcaster, and whether that is impartial, is itself relevant and is watched closely by audiences around the world.
I'm struggling a bit with the word impartial in the context of a charitable appeal. We carry charitable appeals on the BBC and become involved in them, the production of them, whatever it may be, all the time. We've been doing it for many, many years, and people think it's a very important part of the BBC. They are all partial, aren't they? And if you ask one charity whether they think they should get the money or the airtime that another charity gets, they'll say, yeah, damn right we should. Now,
we take great care not to broadcast charitable appeals.
We do
contentious areas.
But that's disputable as well. But you can't.
Well, give me an example then.
Well, a lot of people would say, I don't know, appeals for prisoners, people in prisons, actually shouldn't be broadcast because other people are suffering who haven't brought their suffering upon themselves. For instance,
I can't remember receiving any complaints about that.
But we asked for an example. They are contentious.
I know, but I'll just be clear. I don't think that example is actually a good one.
they are contentious. I'm wondering what it is. If it isn't,
John, if I may say so, I don't think they are contentious. We try extremely hard to make sure that when we approve the broadcast of charitable appeals, that they should not be in contentious areas for this very reason.
So, I mean, and look, in what sense? But you see, you still not told me in what sense this appeal is contentious. Why well, people might think the BBC was taking sides politically as a result of broadcasting this appeal? If you don't think that the DEC is politically motivated, and apparently you don't, then in what sense would we be politically contentious?
Because the subject of the appeal, the human consequences of the Israeli incursion into and shelling of Gaza is itself deeply contentious. Deeply contentious. I think that's not in dispute. Why it happened, who's responsible for it, what consequences should flow from it. The issue of aid. I absolutely recognise that although at the time we said delivery of aid was an issue, it's one of the criteria we have to look at when we're considering these appeals. I absolutely recognise that the situation on the ground has improved and that the barriers to getting the aid through has diminished. But in the matter of impartiality, a real concern as well, still, and questions being asked about the delivery of aid and the extent to which aid will be independent of the Hamas government. These are all issues we're going to be discussing, debating, scrutinising in our news programmes. And it's not simple. The Gaza dispute, I mean, like everyone else, I've watched our own coverage and listened to our own coverage from Gaza. And of course, you know, everyone is struck by the human consequences of what's happened. And we will, I promise you, continue to report that as fully and as compassionately as we can. But we're going to do it in a way where we can hold it up to scrutiny. It's our job as journalists.
Mark Thompson, many thanks.